Welcome to the Spiritual Cartel Step Meeting. Tonight we're looking at Step 11 this week. I am pleased to introduce Bianca R, who has kindly agreed to come and share for us. Bianca, over to you.
Thank you, thank you. I almost cut you off there. I didn't know. When do I come in? When do I come in? Hey everyone. My name is Bianca. We're looking at step 11 tonight. I'll probably do a more classic qualification in a few minutes, but I'm like God has put it on my heart to just qualify as a moon child tonight. Okay, my name is Bianca. I am a moon child. I come alive at night. Okay, this is the I awaken in the darkness. I'm bringing the raw truth of my program today. Yes, this is the realness. I have been up all night. I've been up all night. I didn't sleep at all. Because I'm trying to reset my sleep schedule because I'm so GD undisciplined, trying to pray that God will just reset me. My ass stayed up all night. I'm a real night owl. I'm still like that's when I party at night, okay? Even it's this is when I get motivated, this is when I feel connected. Maybe that message is for you too. I'm like chewing on this. Like I was praying before the meeting. I'm trying to listen here and I'm getting this like darkness, night owl, moon child, honor the darkness. God is everything. Light and dark, light up the path in the dark. Like just all of these things, right? That we're just gonna I say we, y'all come together with me energetically. To carry this message. But yeah, I'm really working that out. Yeah, there's something about honoring the, divine capital D darkness. That's part of the discipline. And we're going to hear it on page 88. I will ground myself in the text. Otherwise you're going to get a lot of this. But yeah, this divine darkness that the recovered addicts here know very well as divine darkness. If you are new, we know the terror of that. We know I'm talking like annihilation. To say that it's hard or scary, like these are like words, right? I wish I could find the words, but you know what I'm talking about, and we know that place. When you can't move, when you cannot move. Maybe that's how I'll start my real qualification here as an addict. Okay. Moving my own ass and others' asses around and directing everything and playing God and bouncing between, my ego hot shit through the roof, and I'm a piece of shit lower than dirt, inherently defective on a soul level. Bing, 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 bing. I'm really living. It was so poetic, right? This is life. What more is there? What more can there be? Okay. And then none of it worked. Okay. I was mangled. I was mangled. Many of us need to be very badly mangled across the board. Physically fucked, mind mush. Spiritually dead, praying to be possessed by something, by anything. I was an expert at abandoning my spirit, totally abandoning my spirit to self-seeking, self-centeredness, self pity, self-justification, self, 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 me, 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 me. That was my identity. My addict life seemed the only normal one. However abnormal I knew it was, it's all that I knew. It was me. You know, and try to challenge that before I was crawling on the ground. Ooh. I'm a fighter too. I'm a fighter too. But I was mangled. I was mangled. And I became desperate enough to ask, to seek anything, anything in the darkness. And that's the wild thing about this divine darkness. You know, when a little light comes on, it's easy to see it. It's easy to see it. And when I could not move in all the ways that we can't move, I was moved. I was moved. And I was lit up. And the fire is still there. I'm young in the game. I'm only been in this like fourth dimension for a few years on the human timeline. I'm very excited to see what's next. And I know all the other recovered addicts, you know, who got that level up, that are saving that seat for me. You know, the next season of my recovery, I'm grateful for all of you. You have what I want. And the newcomers have what I want. Okay, I need that desperation. I need that curiosity all the time. Without help, it is too much for us. That's page 59. It is present tense, not was. It is. It is always. It's always too much for us. It's such a cool thing to walk this path, to walk this path with curiosity today, however frustrating. Okay, but I've got enough evidence. I've got enough evidence that I was moved when I couldn't move. And yeah, I'm a recovered addict of the hopeless variety. That means that, you know, I'm 100% hopeless, apart from divine help, apart from all of you, apart from the 12 steps, apart from this conscious contact that I'm seeking to improve with my spirit. Okay? I'm now in this business of you know, abandoning myself to spirit. I live free today only when I pick up this toolkit. Only means only, and we're gonna hear it in the passages I take us to tonight. Only. Okay, that's the truth. Every day, only when I pick up this toolkit do I live free. It's all I sought in my act of addiction was power and freedom. If you're an addict like me, the only way to get it is this path. And there's plenty of us here. I'm one of many, right? We should be described as one of a fellowship. Yeah. But that's the truth. Today, up all night. Okay. I'm only free today because I'm picking up this toolkit right now with all of you. That's it. That's the truth. And I work with others. I work with others. I'm a big book sponsor for all addictions. Yeah, because we all have the same problem, lack of power. Page 45. Used to hate the big book. Now I quote it like crazy. It's not for me to be like, ooh, look, I know the pages. Ooh, it should show you how fucked up I am. How many times I have to read it and how I need like a photographic memory of this shit and how I have to sponsor my ass off. And you know, take you know, again, take, you know, like a few sponsees through step nine. Mucking up step nine instructions, you know, for a week here. Who needs the step nine instructions? My ass. My ass. Okay, this is I cannot plug sponsorship enough. It's not even a plug for, it's called a full 12-step program. A full 12-step program. Carrying this message, you know, really allows me to trust God, to continue to clean house, to help others to live, to have that vitality and that freedom that we always sought. It's here. It's here, and it's very real. It's very real. If you're new, welcome. Okay, step 11. You'll see it on page 59, and then we're going to jump to 86 to 88. Bottom of 59. Sought. That's to seek. Seek. Seeking. I usually just kind of modify it for myself to like seek because it's a more active form of the verb. So I'm seeking. I'm seeking how? Through prayer and meditation to improve, not just maintain, to improve, level up, improve my conscious contact with God as we understand or experience. This is ever evolving. Page 46 tells us that none of us can fully define or fully comprehend this power that we call God, this unsuspecting divine inner resource. Praying only, yikes, boy, do I fall short, only for knowledge of God's will and the power to carry that out. You know, the knowledge of God's will, align my thinking, my will is my thoughts, my thought life. You know, and the power to carry that out, yeah, through my actions and my behavior. Okay, so that's step 11. How do we do it? Okay, we'll go to bottom of 85. Step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. We shouldn't be shy. Shouldn't be shy on this matter of prayer. Okay, newcomers, if you're like wincing and you got some, you know, aversion to this, you're not alone. We all balked. We all balked in our own way. Get a God that you want to commune with. Better people than we are using it constantly. I'm on 86. It works. If, boy, did I balk at all these conditional statements. Kept me in the prison of that addictive cycle and out of these rooms fully for about 10 years. Isn't this an unconditional loving God? Why is this book full of conditions? All these musts, all these rules, if, when, so long as. Now I get it. Now I get it. Like this power, capital P, this power is moving you. It is carrying you. It is all the divine script in divine timing, all the scenes, all the characters. It's all divine. It's the same ride. It's the same ride, but do you want to be in on it? Do you want to be in on it? You know, you want to go on that roller coaster, gripping the rails, like, I'm gonna shit my pants. I'm closing my eyes the whole time. Or, you know, hands up in the air, laughing. Okay? With some friends. So if you want to be in on it, let's go. Okay, so it works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. Yeah, it requires some effort too. Okay. It would be easy to be vague about this matter, yet we believe we can make some definite and valuable suggestions. Important. What these are clear cut, these are really clear cut directions, but they are a jump, you know, they're I don't want to use the phrase jumping off place because I know it. Give me another phrase. It's a starting point, right? Like our step 11 practice evolves through different seasons of our recovery, and it's gonna, you know, like give us that, you know, it's just gonna give us that start here. Here's the suggestion. When we retire at night, yes, my time. Okay. When we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Constructive, not controlling. Oh, I want to control so bad though. Constructively review our day. Not the day, not my family's day, not the day that I saw on the news or None of no, my day? Okay. Just my day. Was I resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? We can practice the yes and no's here. We can dig deeper, you know? At this point, we've already got some practice, okay, in taking personal inventory with our fourth step, with a continued 10-step practice. Do we owe an apology? How's our 8 and 9? This is a check-in for all of it every night. Where are we at with our 8 and 9? How alive are the step 9 promises? So simple. This is such a simple formula. You do not feel the promises, any one or all of them. They're very connected to different steps, specific ones. I was just mucking up step 10 with someone, and I'm going through those promises. I'm like, ah, today, ooh, I'm not feeling neutral. My 10th step is deficient. Something's going on there. I got to pray about that. I got to look at where I got to course correct there. It's that simple. You know, so it gives us a chance here. Do we owe an apology? We could check our amends. Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? A la step 5. How's your step 5 promises? You can't look the world in the eye, not feeling like you're walking hand in hand, you know? Who is that person? Properly appointed authority. What's the focus of that discussion? Am I following step 5 instructions there? Was I kind and loving toward all? All? Oh, that's a lifetime. All. What could we have done better? Now we're getting into it. What could we have done better? There's no time machine here, no morbid reflection. But what could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? There's our self-centeredness. Or were we thinking of what we could do for others? Action, action, do for others. What we could pack into the stream of life. I love the stream, the flow, these like images of, you know, this kind of like water stuff in the book. You know, that's downstream. That's with ease. You know, we don't fight that. We go into the stream. But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection for that. Why? Because it feels shitty for us and we don't want to feel shitty. There's always a divine purpose when it gives us a little warning or something to ask for, right? That would diminish our usefulness to others because that's our real purpose. That's our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to this spirit, to this power, to this mighty purpose and rhythm and the people about us. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness. Step 7, ask, inquire what corrective measures should be taken. Pause, listen. Boy, am I good at asking, not great at listening. This is where I'm most deficient, like currently. I said I was going to be real about where I'm at. The corrective measures. That's like action item list, you know, aligned with spiritual principles. What are the corrective measures that should be taken? You know, do I get on that as it suggests coming up, or do I drag ass? It's also going to tell us it's okay if you drag ass because God's going to whip you into shape anyway. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. Wow, just those 24 hours. I guess that's the effective condition for this type of practice. 24 hours ahead, we consider, there's that, okay, consider. It's like constructive, not control. I consider my plans for the day. What are my plans for the day? The corrective measures. That's how I'm working it right now. All those corrective measures that have been coming up. How do I work that? How's that my plan for the day? How's that my focus? Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, self-seeking motives. This shit will kill me. Under these conditions, arrow up. The ones we just said, only think about the 24 hours. Ask God to guide you. Okay, because we just woke up. It doesn't matter how long you've been here. We just woke up. That's how we have to treat it. We're not excused. We're not excused from any sentence here. You know, we consider the plans for the day, the aligned plans. Okay. And under these conditions, now we can employ our mental faculties with assurance, for after all, God gave us brains to use. It's God-given. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane once our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. So this is what I need as an addict that is doomed. I am doomed, right? If I do not have divine help, I'm doomed, I'm dead. So I need a psychic change. If lack of power is my dilemma, I need power, right? It's more than stopping. Stop. My desire to stop gets me in. It's my desire to start, right? To pick up something else, to live, that keeps me here. I'm suffering from this illness that only a spiritual experience will conquer. And I need a shift in my whole being on a soul level, this psychic change. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. Our day? How about my life? How about the next 20 years? Okay? That's what I'm thinking about. Hard to keep it in the day sometimes. In thinking about our day, about our life, about whatever, we may face indecision. Absolutely. You are not alone. You are not alone. You know, I get hit with this. You know, the disease tries to bring me down all the time, you know, with shame. Oh, I should be. Oh, my thought life should be on a higher plane today. It should be here. We may not be able to determine. We may not be able to determine which course to take. What do I do? This is the classic, what the hell do I do? Oh, I should know what to do. Craziness. That's why I need a psychic change, because that type of thinking isolates me. And that's the ism, right? That's the alcoholism that this book talks about, where we're isolated, we're disconnected from ourselves, from God, from each other. So yeah, all the time. I don't know what course to take. I'm in the dark a lot. I'm in the dark a lot. Here, in facing indecision, being real about it, face it. I honestly don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused. My thoughts are all over the place. Usually I have two very narrow paths when I'm thinking about a decision. I'll start kind of thinking down the one path that gets too scary. Woo. Think down the other one that ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm sitting on my ass. I do nothing. Nothing. What I've learned, this is something that I've learned from y'all who are saving a seat for me. I heard it all the time and I put it into practice this year with a few decisions in my life. You know, I'm gonna fuck it up. I know it. It was something like, you know, there's an amalgam of all the people who have what I want, right? When I'm like, I don't know what to do. And this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing, decide, this is your decision. The only decision you have to make is really to trust God. It's a call to step three. That's the only real decision you need to make here. Your decision isn't to trust that path or that path or that person or your own thinking, or it's to trust God to walk with you and show you as you go. And they'll show you a different path. It actually worked. It actually worked. But I wake up untreated every day. So here we go. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. or a decision, or not always getting both. I want both, but I want both. I really do. I really want both. I really want to be like thinking totally right. I want to make the right decision. I thought or a decision. Right? One might lead you to the next in divine time. And then it says, okay, I'm going to back up. Here we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. Then we take a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, a few months to think and obsess and shit our pants in fear and drag ass. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. And that is what I want to do. That is what my untreated, okay? That's where it takes me. That's where it takes me. Oh, there's another one that's jumping out to me. The real instruction, okay? Right? We ask God for inspiration, intuitive thought, or decision. We relax and take it easy. My audio didn't cut out. I'm just pausing. We relax and take it easy. God will solve that problem. If we are really right, that certain attitude toward it, we are really willing. And we're really done. We've really gotten burned enough and mangled enough with that indecision that we're going to turn it over. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We don't struggle. We don't struggle, Bianca. Okay. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. Hello, patience. Hello, grace. Okay. For a while, this is a practice. 87. What used to be the hunch or an occasional inspiration gradually becomes, these are all like journey words. Gradually becomes a working part of the mind, being still inexperienced. That's another one. I can't excuse myself from that sentence. Oh, I'm experienced now. No, always being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God. It is not probable that we're going to be inspired at all times. It's not probable. We might pay for this presumption. I love this one. In all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Isn't that the truth? This is the cool thing about gain, like gaining access to this power and really seeing it work in our lives and work in others and like the realness of it is that I do get burned. I do get burned. I do pay for it. I pay for my education. Nothing is free. But I get burned. I get burned just enough. And isn't that wild? Those of us who've been burned in all the ways, in active addiction, that we could get that burn, that we could have that step one experience in a half a thought, right? And it is that intense. It is that intense. Because I'm a crazy addict. I'm not going to turn anything over. Are you nuts? Unless I get that of that overwhelm, that the pain, the darkness, capital P, capital D. But I could bring a lot of humor to it today, which is really fun, and with my fellows. Okay. We're going to pay for it. But some absurd actions, some absurd ideas. The ideal is like, ooh, we have all this foresight. Isn't that the ideal? All this foresight so that we don't think weird. We don't act weird. We don't flip the fuck out. We don't, But that's not life. That's not life. How dull is that? You know, life, capital L, for me in this season of my recovery, full spectrum of human experience in all of its varying intensities. Yeah, unemotionally medicated. Very cool. Very cool. Nevertheless, we find. Love those words. Find, discover. How? Through experience. It's the only way. It's the only way. All over my book, anytime. Find, discover. I just write EXP, EXP dot experience. Gotta live through it. You don't know until you know. We find that our thinking will, this is a promise, as time passes. Yeah, divine time, God's time, not Bianca's time. Okay. Our thinking will be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. Love this one. This is what's up. If you heard nothing, hear this. We usually conclude the period of meditation with the prayer that, you know what? Just show me. I don't know what I'm praying for. I don't know what direction I'm going in. I don't know nothing. You know what? Just show me. Just show me. Because if you have, this addict brain, yeah, that I have. God's will. I hope that it will come, you know, as I move through, as I keep getting moved, okay, and getting worked by these steps. But it's very rare for me, even today, that God's will is going to come through a thought. My thinking's pretty fucked. It usually doesn't come through a thought for me. It has to come through other senses and my experience. I have to be shown something. I have to feel something. I have to see something. I have to hear something. Yeah. And then my thoughts start to align. So here's the prayer that we be shown. God's all about demonstration, right? I could hear the most horrific war story. I didn't care when I was out there. You think anything you told me was gonna, no. I have to be shown. I need to experience it. Yeah. So show me all through the day what my next step is to be, just the next step. You just show me, you light that path. I'm in the dark. I need just one light, just boom, right there where my foot's gonna go. And that we be given, be given, be given. Whatever we need, it doesn't even say, you know, it's like, God, you decide. You decide. This is the like ultimate throwback to step three, invitation, back, 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 always. That I be given whatever I need, not want, whatever I need to take care of such problems. Love that one. Ultimate. That's it. A prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. And there's commentary around that, of course. We ask especially for freedom from self-will, careful to make no requests for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. Yeah, strengthen my honesty, strengthen my capacity for service, strengthen my patience, my tolerance, my love, my forgiveness, my humility, so that I may help others. Yes. Okay, cool. We include that. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. Many of us have wasted a lot of time doing that. It doesn't work. You could try it. Okay, I'm gonna skip because I don't know where I'm at with the time. I'm gonna hit us with the promises. And this next paragraph is very important. 5 minutes. Maybe I'll circle back. Maybe God's gonna take me back. I'm gonna skip this next paragraph just to hit the promises. And you know, here's something else that God's been showing me through my work. When I you know, first started. You know, when I came into this work and when I started sponsoring, I had a bone to pick with this line. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful. I'm like, the workbook that I sponsor through has this whole paragraph listed as the 11 step promises. My arrogant ass was like, this reads like an instruction. This reads like an instruction. I'm on a different plane today. This is a promise. Okay, if you are in an 11 step practice for a bit, you will be granted the capacity and the ability and the to pause. It is a promise, is how I look at it today. As we go through the day, we pause. How about that? Because I hated that as when I was like, you ever hear that when now I cringe at like, people who read it as an instruction, as I used to do, of course. Okay, you spot it, you got it. Like, pause, pause. Oh, what do I do? Oh, pause. It says to pause. It's like somebody telling you to relax or calm down when you're lit up. And it's infuriating. What do you mean, pause? So if I am in a practice, right, for a bit, and I'm really curious, I'm really exploring, I'm really, expanding and evolving through the instructions that have been given in the last two pages. Here are promises. As we go through the day, we pause, right? It's naturally. We can pause when agitated or doubtful. We ask for the right thought or action. There's that word again. Thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show. Humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, thy will, yeah, not mine, thy will be done. We are then in much less danger, not zero danger, but much, much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, foolish decisions. We become much more efficient. These are all like growth words, like in a row. Become much more. We're building upon it. Become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily. You ever get really energized? Sometimes you can't spot it before that thought or decision or that action or that next step. You can't really, I don't know if it's my will, if it's God's will. You'll know after. Oh, you will know after. Am I energized? Right? Even if I was dragging ass before, am I energized? Do I feel, oh, like the electricity that this book promises us? Or am I drained and right? And then we course correct. But we do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. It works, it really does. We alcoholics, we addicts are undisciplined. We are. It's not we were, okay? We are. It's just how we are. Oh, I'm falling short on my step 11 practice. Oh, how's your nightly inventory? There's no gold star here for, not missing a single night 5 years. God will do it for you. Okay? If we are honest, open, and willing to improve our conscious contact, God will go to any lengths to wake you up when you're unwilling to go to any lengths. If you're here, you already had that proven to you as a fact. If you're in this room. So it's all good. It's all God. Okay, and then it goes on to say it's not an 11-step program. Get a full 12-step program, keep reading. Okay, but let's circle back real quick. I just want to hit this one. Here it says there are many helpful books also. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Here it says religious, hey, spiritual, various spiritual practices, very like helpful books. We got more than books today. We got a lot more than books. But I'm feeling called to just, do I have time to tell like a quick 1 minute? Yeah, okay. So I will tell a book story. And I was in major, major indecision. I won't even get into the details because it doesn't matter. If this sparks interest in you, this thing I'm about to say, it's kind of a wacky one. Just, I'll put my number in the chat and we can, geek out. I was a major indecision. This was like maybe a year or two ago. This is a work-related thing. Very big thing. Do I leave? Do I stay? And I just tortured. Just tortured. Didn't even matter how many inventories I did, right? How many new sponsees I took on. I was just tortured with this indecision, indecision. I was praying, 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 right? God, just show me, just show me. And, I had this image pop into my head. It's asking for thought, decision, whatever. I had an image of Mary Poppins. If you know this woman, she's a fictional character, okay, who is committed to service in her life, but also doesn't take shit and goes wherever the wind blows her capital W. I just got this image of Mary Poppins on the umbrella flying in the wind. And I was so desperate at the time. I got in my car. I went to the bookstore. I picked up, the original Mary Poppins, the book. I started reading it. I mucked it up like I muck up my big book. And I th there was like exactly what I needed in there. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So there's an image, and I'll share one more because it's a recent one. I had a I'd been clinging to my apartment. This is the place I bottomed out in. It's the place I got sober in. It's the place I healed. I'd been there for about 5 years. And I knew I was clinging. A lot of people in my life knew I was clinging to this apartment. I was like so desperately clinging to this place. I like trauma bonded with this place, right? And I had been praying about it for months. What am I going to do about this apartment? Should I leave? Should I go? I don't know. No. And then one day, seriously, I got locked in my apartment. The lock mechanism got locked in the apartment. Okay, with the lights off, I was about to leave. And then I go in the apartment, I go to turn the light on, doesn't turn on. Talk here. This is why maybe, okay, let's come full circle. Okay, from the beginning. And all those words I was saying and the light and the darkness, right? Like, no lights in my house. I just shut them off. I realize I'm locked in. I'm laughing. I go up, lights don't come on. And in that moment, I'm asking, like, next thought or action. I got the thought. It was a crazy addict thought, of course, but it was from God. I had this thought that I had hoped, I'd actually hoped that it was an electrical, major electrical issue in the walls. And by the time I got a locksmith here to get me out, and I shared no walls. I had a garage apartment, okay? That by the time I came back, it would have been burned to the ground. And I would have been okay with that. That was the crazy thought. Of course, then I'm like, okay, that's the sign. That's God's will for me. I went about it in a responsible, reasonable, sober way. And I've since moved out. But these are how this, if you're new, you might not hear like a voice in your head. Okay? We have to trust that we will be shown in divine time exactly what we need, and that our dark past will become our greatest asset. Okay, thank you. I'll stop there.